Welcome to Unit 3. In this video, we'll discuss aggregate demand. You can see here the micro demand curve. Look, we'll see price on the vertical axis and quantity on the horizontal axis. So the micro demand curve versus the macro aggregate demand curve. You'll find that prices and equilibrium will be in different places. On a micro demand curve, you will see that this is measured on a more individualized basis versus the macro aggregate demand curve, which is viewed as a national, maybe a regional at least, or even a global scale, right? So we want to find the demand of the consumer as a whole. Now, here we'll see in this graph, average price level at PL1 versus the real GDP on the quantity line, Y1, where we meet here on the axis is our equilibrium point. Now, let's look at the components of the aggregate demand. GDP, again, GDP equals consumption plus investment plus government spending plus the difference between exports minus imports. Here you can see as each layer or each component is added into the GDP figure, our price or our level of GDP will continue to shift to the right and grow larger. Now, the only thing that will change this is if we are running a trade deficit where exports are less than imports. Okay, so if that's the case, then we can move that GDP number back inwards to the left, creating a lower GDP number if we are running a trade deficit. But if we are running a trade surplus, we will see that far right line continue to push further to the right. Now, reasons for changes in components of aggregate demand, changes in consumption could come from changes in income. Income levels can go down. Someone in the family could be unemployed, laid off, something like that. Changes in interest rates. Banks are, tightening their restrictions on interest rates and loans. So therefore, if rates go up, there'll be less borrowing. If rates go down, there'll be more borrowing. Changes in overall wealth. Expectations and consumer confidence. This has to do a lot with our government policy as far as fiscal and monetary is concerned. Also inflationary policy. So if we have good low inflation, our tax policy is strong and our monetary policy is in balance, you can expect that consumers will be confident. But if things are growing out of control, that will really affect the consumer's confidence for the negative. Household indebtedness can weigh a major, will be a major barrier for consumption. If a household is in debt, that is less discretionary income for them to spend on luxuries or necessities or anything else. And so that will put that will definitely have an effect on your consumption level in an economy. Changes in investment. Interest rates change. As interest rates fluctuate, so will the ability or the willingness to borrow money. Level of national income. What is our GDP like? Is our GDP continuing to grow or are we contracting? Technological changes. This will either help or hurt our ability to invest as far as if technology continues to increase and get better, we as an economy will continue to increase and grow. If there's any kind of clamp down or restriction on technological advances, we could see some inefficiencies in the marketplace. Expectations and business confidence. definitely are a reflection of changes of investment level. As you see more investment made into capital markets or in real estate deals, anything like that, you know that business and consumer confidence and expectations are high. But if you're, you know, seeing, you know, a down stock market or not as much investment into, you know, special projects as far as real estate or things like that nature is concerned, you can see that confidence is going to decrease. Now, there are many factors that predicate on government spending, on changes in government spending. Previous commitments, for sure. If we have a welfare state and your government promotes that, obviously they'll be spending more cash to ensure that we have social welfare, which isn't a bad thing. That is good. We need to ensure that people that are less fortunate are taken care of, but that needs to be done in a controlled, responsible manner. Political views of a party in power. Some politicians or political parties are more fiscally conservative, whereas some are more liberal in how they spend and tax. Now, changes in net exports. Exports are foreign incomes, trade policies, and exchange rates. Foreign incomes is what we receive back from selling our goods and services in international markets. The trade policies, now the changes in exports due to trade policies such as barriers, tariffs, things of that nature, now they will affect our net exports if we have any of those put in place. Exchange rates change all the time from one currency to another currency. Those fluctuations will either boost or decline your net exports. Now let's look at imports. National incomes, trade policies, and exchange rates. Again, same thing for trade policies and exchange rates. They vary, and if the trade policies that are implemented, as far as tariffs and barriers and things of that nature, can really increase the amount of imports coming into a country. And if national incomes are lower than years past, you will see that the amount of imports being purchased inside the domestic economy will decrease.